Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. You know, it's interesting. I live in the world of technology, and all of a sudden, what I'm realizing is my mic is actually not even hooked up. So that's a whole different thing we're going to have to work on later on today. And so I'm using my computer mic. And so there we go with that. But part of this, too, is when you do the kinds of things that we do day in and day out, 10 hours a week is what I do. You're not going to let like a little mic or something get in the way of your mojo. It's just not. We're not going to have like a mojo moment about that. And so much to be grateful about. But this is what I love. I love to be able to talk with all of you. And I want to just a shout out to Benny. Benny, how you doing? Did you get the day off or not?
You mean 2 days ago?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was able to prep everything up beforehand. Yeah, sure.
Okay. So this is going to be interesting because, you know, I got a great guest today.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Billups joining me here today. Animal soul contracts. OMG for that. Wait till you read her book. Wait till you see what's going to show up here today. But here's what's interesting. I rarely get like 3 days in a row, right? And all of a sudden, I'm not like running around doing shows, and I'm able to look out. So Olivia, don't get mad at me if I do this, because I know it's gonna like set the whole video thing off. But I had enough time to look out there. Can you guys see that out there? That is my giant sliding window and beautiful out there garden. But I rarely get to do that. But here's what it is. And this I got to talk to Tammy about. I got this cat. There's this cat. And the cat must come here all the time. But I'm generally like doing this and my head is away. So I don't see the cat. But I wasn't doing any shows. And so all of a sudden, I am so engage now with my new sacred contract with cats. For all my life, I have said I am not a cat. I'm not a cat person. I'm not a cat person. And I have three cats in my life, two here and one when I lived in Green Lake, that just absolutely connected with. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. Because if you are an animal lover, now you don't have to have a cat, you don't have to have a dog, you can have some other animal. You know, I believe me, I've had a few snakes. I mean, I've had some stuff like animals because I love them. I love them. I get hummingbirds that come out here. I talk to the hummingbirds and they come so very close. But what does any of that mean? You know, what do we know or don't know? And I have to tell you that right now, you know, Tammy and I are going to talk with you about her fabulous new book, Animal Soul Contracts. We're going to talk about that. But right now, everyone is sheltering in place. So what is it about our contracts? What is it about what we're doing that we don't understand? And don't understand the spiritual nature of what we're doing. But that's what Tammy does. See, if you're Tammy, then one of the things you do, you're a soul healer, You're somebody that understands the energy and the energy around us. You understand multiple lives and what that means. You understand the energy of those that are here and those that have gone. You understand the animal spirit energy, whether it be totem or otherwise. So today, in her absolutely brand new book, I got an advanced copy. So no, don't say it. I'm not special. We're going to talk about the gifts and the grief. Tammy, great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Pat. I'm thrilled to be here and talk to you about this book.
Do you like me when I use my New York accent, Tammy? Like, did you like that right there? Come and pop out right there.
Actually, I didn't even notice. So you can call me whatever you want.
Look, this what I just shared with you at the beginning is I'm one of these people. I'm working most of the time building something here. We've got a lot of cool things going on with our network and our expansion, just really great stuff. But I rarely in the daytime have time to look out there. And so the question I have for you is, how many times or how often have you worked with people that share stories that is unexplainable? You can't explain it, the relationship. And yet it just begs an understanding, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, time and time again, over 20 years and thousands of sessions, you know, I mean, I never can predict. I can't predict what's going to happen during a session, because miracles and mysticism and whatever's meant for the person, the animal, is so much bigger than what I could ever even use in my little noggin. You know, I mean, it's just, the universe is amazing with how it gets us messages through the animal kingdom. It's incredible.
I want to ask you this question because, you know, people always ask me, and people are interviewing me more and more now. I'm quite an introvert. Yes, I am. I really am. I'm quite an introvert. So most of the time these days I'm really behind the scenes working on the network. Of course I do the show, but you know, one of the things I'm always asked is how? They don't ask me my why anymore. They don't ask me why I'm doing something, but they're asking me how. How does a girl, you know, homeless at 17, really had a rough life, how does somebody get to do a positive talk radio show and be one of the pioneers in this industry going back 16 years? And I gotta ask you your how. I have to ask you this. How is it you came to be tapped, touched with this special gift?
Yeah, well, that's really interesting, because I was on a completely different path, you know, for my first 40 years. Like most people, you know, have these stories, and I went through learning new awarenesses through my mother's passing, and all of a sudden was able to see and experience energy differently than what I did before. Really, it came down to my level of awareness increased so much where it just happened for me. And animals had been my teachers so much during my 20s and my 30s. And because I was very, I had not done any inner healing. In fact, I had repressed most of the awful things that had happened to me during my childhood. And through that raising of awareness and awakening, all of the memories were unlocked. And then I lost all of my animals. And because they had come to that, you know, they brought me to that point and they were like, she's there. And then they all left me at 6, 8, and 11 years of age, within months of each other. So it wasn't a really good year. But it really led me. That was such obviously the most important year of my life, because it started me on a new path. Then I couldn't unlearn what I had realized and came into my awareness that year around that we are all connected, that we are all energetic beings, that we all, you know, our souls live forever. And I started down this path of learning how to help people heal. Because I'd always wanted to be a psychologist, but I was awful in school, so I never got the degree. And then I realized I could take a 4-year certification to learn how to heal people energetically. And because I had experienced it personally, I was on 8 medications a day. And once I began receiving the treatments, I was off of all of medications within a year or two, and I thought I'd be on them for life. And so, of course, when you have something like that happen to your, to yourself, you say, people, oh my gosh, you want to share that. Now, this animal part came in a little, you know, maybe like a year later. And when I thought, I wonder if animals are going to respond to this in the same way that people do. And the answer was yes, and even faster, because they're not attached to thinking about what's happening or trying to understand what's happening or questioning what's happening. They just sink into the sessions. And then, of course, my lane became very well known when all of a sudden I would connect to an animal and I would see in their energy field that they were healing, let's say, abandonment. That's a biggie for animals. And then I would pan to their person and see in their energy field the same unresolved emotional wound, and that they had mirrored each other and come together to heal that unresolved abandonment wound together. Left unhealed, then there's a codependent relationship, then there's separation anxiety. You know, I mean, it's just so exciting. We get to do what we love. If we're, you know, I was so drawn to do that. And I'm just so grateful because now I can see within this lane, people and animals healing together. I'm able to see how their souls line this up and that they have these contracts.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I'm really struck by this, but because I was reading your book. And it didn't dawn on me that the dog I had for 13 years, Travis, full collie, that he was supposed to live all of about 13 minutes. He was so inbred. I mean, that's a whole other story. But I refused to give him back. I did not, because I knew what they would do. I knew what they would do if I gave him back at a very young age. And from the minute we got him, just a furball, just adorable. Never had a collie before, didn't know anything about him. He was like totally a lassie, like, you know, doppelganger, right? Whatever that is, doppelganger. But before he was 3 months, we started to have problems. Then by the time he was 4 months, he elbows started to swell. I mean, honestly, there was a reason that I moved to Rainbow Lakes in Jersey, and it was because I was a half a block away from a vet. And I spent more time in there, but the lesson and the contracts after reading your book, the decision I made not to give him back, I didn't realize how profound a decision that wasn't healing decision that was. When we come back, I want to talk with you about that, because these sacred agreements that we have, they're shared. And your book talks about this in a way that most people have not done it. You know, it's one thing to talk about an animal as if they're separate and they go through something and then we go through something. But when you put them both together and you can look clearly at what's going on, that's what you're sharing. That's, I think, the lesson. That is especially the lesson for right now when we are spending so much time. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. And by the way, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call if you have a question for Tammy. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to talk about soul contract and what that means. And what was it about me who basically for most of my young years of my life pretty much didn't think of many other people? That's a whole different show. But why? Why did I keep this dog? Even after the vet said, it's going to cost you your mortgage payments, basically. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up.
Pumped up. I am soul stretching success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you drive yourself crazy trying to make important decisions? And when you finally do, then you start second-guessing yourself. Would you like to know why you do this and how to change it? You can. When you take time to go inward, you'll find a wisdom that resides in the body. Begin by quieting your mind and sending your awareness into your body. Notice where there may be a discomfort. Ask it what it wants you to know. Listen carefully. It will reveal what it is about making this decision which holds you back. You can keep asking for information until you reach the deep core value of what keeps you from comfortably making a decision and sticking with it. Awareness is the first step toward making change. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Look at, we've got two copies of this fantastic book to give away, and there's so much in here. You know, when I got Tammy's book, I thought, okay, you know, I think I have a sense of this. But as I was reading this, and there was a couple of quotes I pulled from this. One of them was, animals help us believe in something greater than our human experience. And before we get into that, oh, Benny, I do have two copies of this book to give away. I believe I have three copies of the book to give away. Let's go ahead, Benny, and give the first one away now. 1-800-930-2819. And Tammy, before we even go talk about this, how do people find out more about you and how do they get a copy of the book?
Well, you can get a copy on all the majors, you know, and my publishers, innertraditions.com and indiebound.org. But Barnes & Noble, Amazon. But I have all those options on my website, which is TammyPhillips.com. So that may be your one-stop shop to get all the information.
Cool. There was so much in this book that made me really reflect that I can't even believe I'm talking to you about Travis, right? But I think that we go through life and we don't quite understand the opportunity here. Can you talk about what these sacred contracts are, these soul contracts, and how do they get formed?
Yeah. So what I have learned through doing all these sessions in 20 years, and this is as fascinating to me as it is to you the first time you've read it. I feel that way every single day. So what I have learned is that our souls actually arrange to meet in this life for the reason of mutual growth and evolution. So we actually plan these things in advance. I see these little soul chat rooms during sessions sometimes where it's like the highest aspect of our souls that are in those places. And I get some information sometimes about how they prearrange to work on certain things together. A soul contract is just an agreement between two souls for our mutual growth. so that we can learn something, we can heal something, we can raise our awareness, we can have an easier go and feel more love and less struggle. Isn't that the bottom line of what we're all trying to achieve, is struggle less, love more?
You know, I think about this, and I think about having had a lot of pets, you know, that I can remember in my life, but the ones that I've had have been profoundly important to me. Of course, I just shared about Travis, right? This is a collie that even when I took him to the vet and we made that decision to keep him, the doctor said 5 years at best, right? Right? 5 years at best. So that what he was saying, what the doctor was saying was, that's it. You're going to get 5 years out of this dog. You're lucky if you get a day more. You're lucky if you even get five. And he went through the procedure of what doctors have to do, I guess. And that is, they have to lay things out. They have to tell you what they think. They have to tell you what's going on. They have to tell you what it's going to cost. And you still, without even flinching, both of us are like, we don't care. Yeah. Now, for me, I find that interesting because there was a knowing about that that is just not explainable. I wasn't wealthy. I was a clerk in the phone company. It's not like I had money to throw around. I was willing to do whatever that took. But what's that about?
Yeah, so that's a sign that your souls recognized each other and that you had made a pre-planned agreement to be together, to learn together. And when that happens, you feel that way. I had that happen one time too, where I took a kitten to the vet the first time and he said, I don't know where you got him, but you need to take him back. You know, this, and I felt the same way. I know he's mine, you know, and he said, I'm not sure how long he's going to be here. You might have a year. I got eight. And I was grateful to get 8 years. And, you know, because when we have those strong underlying agreements and we intend at a soul level to come together for our mutual growth and healing, you will feel you will know at some level that this is the way that it's supposed to go down. It's what you're supposed to do. And it's unexplainable, but you will know it at a soul level that this was something you signed up for, and you will just know that within your being.
Yeah. As I went through the book, and I went through it again last night, I read it a little bit differently second time around. Probably you hear that all the time from people. And what I mean by that is I paid more attention the second time around for things like the soul history of animals that you included in here, which I never really heard it discussed that way. But then I went through this and the light bulb went on for me. And I want to talk to you about this in depth, actually. And for those of you out there that want to understand your soul contract with your animal friends, you got to give us a call. You got to talk to Tammy, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, let me know if I got anybody waiting there. Oh, the chat. Thank you, Benny. And yes, we're giving away copies of the book. It explained to me the various relationships I've had with different types of animals. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, this dog was shared, you know, between, you know, two of us owned the dog. And that is an unusual healing that happened between the three of us. And I wanted to ask you about that, because most of the time we talk about soul contract with animals, it's me and my dog. But what is it when two people, right, have that deep of a relationship? Because we were both all in, right? We were like, okay, we don't care. We'll sell them. I even said I would sell my motorcycle. Oh my God, that's like a big thing. Tell me about that. Is that rare? Or, I mean, even to this day, we can barely talk his name. Tell me about that.
Well, that's a great question. And certainly if there are more people in the house, there's going to be soul contracts between them as well. So any animal that comes in both of your lives and that deeper commitment both of you had for his healing process or for just helping him go through that. I mean, that commitment level that you both have is probably that there's a soul history with all three of you together before. You probably have signed up to do that together. And sometimes there are, when there's two people in the house or even more, sometimes there are different soul contracts between the animal and each person. You know, I get that frequently where maybe someone will say, you know, they're mirroring this for me, but my husband seems to be so triggered with this. And I said, triggers are just a sign, of course, that they're helping us. You know, if they're button pushers for us, you can bet they're signed up to be a button pusher so that we can heal something that they're mirroring for us. So there can be contracts between everyone in the house. And the fact that there was this loving commitment from both of you to help Travis, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Travis, I mean.
The thing about it is too, the thing about it though is 13 years of this. 13 years of this. And what we got to see in ourselves and each other, it was beyond, and I have to say, anybody that knows like a collie understands the temperament and who they are. You know, this is a dog that, just like in the movie, it's like the Lassie dog, right? Except when you tick them off, then they're no longer the Lassie dog. They will protect till you're green. But I want to talk when we come back about the relationships that develop that you talk about in here, which aren't so obvious. You know, all of a sudden I've got two snakes in my backyard. Really? Why? When we come back, we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about what is tandem healing. And why right now there is an opportunity beyond for us to participate. Tammy, I love it. We're going to take a short break when we come back. I'm going to give away copies of the book. I'm going to tell you more about how you can find out about Tammy. All of the above. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McCray, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amirabeth.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I needed to read this book. I really, really needed to read this book. You know, I read everybody's book before the show. If I get the book in advance, I read them. And you could see I got not for sale review copy. Because I think that when people put this much time and effort into a body of work, the least we could do as radio show hosts, talk show hosts, podcast people, is respect and honor them and read the book. But I didn't realize that what I would get out of reading the book was a little bit of real-time healing here. And I've got Tammy Billups to thank for that, the author of Animal Soul Contract, Sacred Agreements for Shared Evolution. You get that? See, this is what's different. For shared evolution. And we're going to talk exactly about what shared evolution is. You know why? Y'all that are home now with your like shelter in a place and all that, you've got your animals that don't understand why you all are home now. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a few contracts going on now. You may want to give Tammy a call to make sure you know how you're honoring them. Tammy, how do we find out more about you and how do we get a copy of the book?
Yeah, you go to my website, TammyBillups.com, and the books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound.org, and InnerTraditions.com.
So I want you to share some stories, because I went through the book again and I don't want to give too much away. I'll let you pick what you share. But I went through the book and I was reading about karma agreements, but then I got to the part about tandem healing. Now, I had not heard that quite that way that you talk about in the book. Tandem healing, you put a ton of case studies in here. Everything from gratitude to sacred contracts and betrayal and trust. I mean, I don't think you left anything out. Maybe you left out money, but I'm not sure. I'd have to go back. This is really the takeaway for me, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the tandem healing case studies are the heart of the book, because, and I felt so important. And years ago, I've always been curious as to whether or not if I connected formally with the soul's permission to the animal and their person, would they heal these shared and mirrored emotional wounds more quickly? Because sometimes the person will call and I can tell that they're mirroring the wounds and they just want me to fix the animal. You know, we want to heal the animal, obviously. We don't want our animals to be in any discomfort. But what I would find sometimes is that maybe they were jumping or whatever the reason, you know, why they called. And after a session or two, they were peace and calm, you know, and they were like, I've never seen the animal this calm, but then they would revert. Well, I thought, I wonder if that's because this person that they signed up with haven't healed their wounds behind the same, you know, type of behavior that the animal is mirroring. So I began doing case studies, lots of them, hundreds of them. And I was fascinated with the results. And I decided to choose 7 stories that are in the book that I feel have the most ability to reach, and people are more relatable than many others. And they were also, ironically, when I look back and I reflected of the stories that I chose to share, they were people that were much more willing and aware and open to say, I'll deal with my stuff too. Let's go down this road. If my animal's carrying something for me, then I want to heal that, you know, even if we're motivated to heal our own stuff so that our animal will feel better, totally fine. I'm motivated by it. I want to heal my animals aren't carrying my emotional wounds or having to mirror some of my shadow parts. So I did these case studies, and would you like to hear an example of one that I did?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, so I'll tell you the story of Rick and Sammy. So Rick is a steward of a sacred piece of land, and he lives on the land with the big house with the owners. It's a huge estate. People come there for healing. And one day he looked out and he saw a dog on the land and he thought it was the neighbor's because they live in an area where the neighbor's animals will come a calling sometimes. And it didn't end up being, you know, their dog. And as it turned out, you know, it wasn't anyone's. He wasn't chipped, tried to find a home. But almost immediately, he was glued to Rick, his savior. And Rick, wanting to sign up for the case study, said, I want you to fix Sammy's neediness because I can't go anywhere. He chases the truck. I can't be with him 24/7. Will you fix his, you know, separation anxiety? And pretty quickly in, you know, I asked Rick something about, and I said, well, does this relationship of codependency, you know, does that mirror anything in your life? And then I got those lovely pregnant pauses where I know I hit on just the right thing. And he said, well, that's kind of interesting because every relationship I've ever had with a woman has been codependent. And I have just jumped in and became very needy. We both of them, you know, came very needy very quickly. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting, huh? And as they went through their healing, I mean, they signed up. I required that people do at least 4 sessions and preferred to do them weekly so that I could see if they could build more quickly to get to these shared emotional wounds that they had signed up to heal. But what I really didn't realize is all the other contracts that would come through as well. I mean, sometimes there are karma agreements. We're clearing karma from a past life. Sometimes there's are these pinnacle teachings. Of course, those are probably the ones that people are most familiar with in that they might be teaching us unconditional love for the first time, or grace, or acceptance, accepting ourselves. But Rick and Sammy, I mean, Sammy wasn't, it was maybe the second session or the third where Sammy was no longer chasing the truck. He was completely independent. Because Rick took ownership of his own, you know, abandonment wound. I mean, he was, you know, he was out on his own at 14. You know, he was like one of 8 kids. Rick, forgive me if I don't have all the details right. But he, you know, he had ADHD. His mom didn't have time for him, let alone have time for some, you know, a child with ADHD, right? So yeah. He just took off and did carpenter stuff. So he had this big abandonment wound that had carried through his life. So of course he called in a dog and has signed up to partner with Sammy to heal this longstanding abandonment wound. You know, it was miraculous for both of them. And it's amazing how independent they both are now, which is the goal, you know, that all souls have of being able to self-fill with the love that we didn't get, that we needed as we were younger, that we can learn to be our own parent and self-fill, and then we aren't looking externally and developing those codependent relationships. That's just one of the examples.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm struck by is, and I think this is really, your book coming out is so timely. You know, one of the things I think, you know, folks may not realize is that you don't write a book 3 months and then get a publisher to publish it, and, you know, here it is in time for sheltering in place. You know, you were asked to write a book because there was some contract that you had to really try to address to help people during this time now. And, you know, this is an enormous time that we're having where people are either learning how to honor these contracts with their animal friends or not. And, you know, part of this is understanding how soul energy moves. I want to ask you this question because you do bring it up in the book. I've often thought, and I've said this, Linda and I both look at this and say this together. You know, when Felicia was alive, the little black cat I was telling you about during break, we thought for sure that that was Travis coming back in the cat. But of course, we made all that up in our mind. We don't know. People do think that animals that have moved on, their, you know, animal friends they've had in the past, they believe they come back, or and not necessarily come back like Travis didn't necessarily come back as a dog. What have you learned and discovered about that, how that happens?
Yeah, well, I've seen in sessions for many, many, many years, an animal's soul telling me that they were with them before. And sometimes they'll even show me visuals of their past life together. And what's interesting is that this book would not be here today if it wasn't for my losing my two senior animals the beginning of last year. And in turn, I adopted, which was miraculous because I was in such resistance and didn't want to get more animals, but spirit led me. And I got these two kitten brothers, Bodhi and Rumi, I named them. And as soon as I began doing sessions with them, as they were kind of adapting to their new life and needed help, I recognized their souls. And it was my first personal experience of knowing with 100% certainty that Rumi and I had been together three times in this life alone, as we had the soul recognition, and he showed me, and I knew it, and he had the same look in his eyes as both of these other cats. And the same with Bodhi. Bodhi had a much more traumatic, we had a much more traumatic history, and I needed him to come back to me, but now I get to help heal him as well. So recognizing that they came back in, all of a sudden I had this book came through about the same time. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to share this because people will find such peace in knowing that it's not the end, you know, when they pass, because we let them in our hearts and souls so much more intimately than a lot of people will allow people to get close to them. And so when we lose them, it can be devastating for many people, many animal lovers. And so knowing that they will be coming back to us likely, and that we probably signed up to be with them, I believe, based on my experience in doing sessions, that we actually have certain animals that we will incarnate with or sign up with time and time again for our mutual growth wow. and evolution.
Okay, this leads me, I'm going to skip the break, Benny and Olivia, if you don't mind. Okay. So I'm listening to you, and I was struck by something. Let me see if I can remember where in the book it was. I can't remember the exact story. And for those of you out there, we are still giving copies of the book away. Animal Soul Contract, Sacred Agreements for Shared Evolution. Tammy Billups joining me here today. Tammy, one of the things I was struck by as you were speaking, it just hit me. I had a flash. So I talked about Travis. And during the break, I shared about Felicia, right? The little cat. But what I haven't talked about was Eric. And this hit me now, and I'm almost like embarrassed to talk about this. Every once in a while, we will get a dog that this was a shepherd police dog. Do you have a picture of him? Got him as a puppy. Grew up to be a very big, big dog. Didn't know anything about shepherd police dogs. Didn't know about their protective nature. And he was a handful. I'm not kidding. We would go through the toll booth, like to go on the Jersey Turnpike and go through the toll booth. This dog literally wanted to eat the toll people get taking the money. Didn't understand it. And when I was reading your book, I was struck by what was the soul connection? Because I do believe no matter what it is in life, they're put in front of you. But I don't think I got the message. I don't think I got the learning that I was supposed to get from a dog that was that. I ultimately, he attempted, didn't like men at all. And ultimately I had somebody come over my house. I think it was my boss. And Eric literally had him for dinner almost. And I was thinking about this as I'm reading your book. Obviously there had to be a contract there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would ask you, I mean, there was a similar story shared in the Tandem Healings about, you know, betrayal yes. and an aggressive dog. But one of the other, and I'm not sure if I have this in the book. I'm guessing that I do.
Somewhere. I read the one on betrayal.
Okay. Yeah. So you might have related a bit to that. But another contract might be, Pat, that if there was a part of you that was not protected as a child, you may have called in a real protector in a dog to show you that there's this part of yourself that needs this protection.
Wow. Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right on with that. I think you're right on with that, because I'm reflecting at the time in my life, right? You know, where was I at that point in time in my life? And you're absolutely right about that. I could absolutely see how that was possible. But even so, I often think about, let's say now I'm a little bit older and a little bit more evolved, and I've done 16 years of doing this show, so some of this is worn off on me, Tammy, right? A little bit. And I was reading your book, and I was like, I think it was the story about Bronson. I was reading the book, and I just thought, did I miss the lesson? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? You ever have people say that to you, like, hey, Tammy, did I miss the lesson here?
You couldn't have missed the lesson, or he wouldn't have left. It's impossible. So whether or not that, and that's an important point to bring up, because some people do ask, well, I need to know the soul contract. And you don't need to know the soul contract. You need to feel the soul contract. It's in the living of them is where the juicy stuff is. So we may not know exactly what the contract was, but you can trust that you integrated something he was there to show you through that experience that you evolved and grew together as you were destined to do.
One of the things I wanted you to help us with now, I really want people to get the benefit of your wisdom in this show. There's so much more in the book. And there's a few things that we didn't get to talk about. I want to just spend a few minutes with this. You know, there's so much in here. This is your life's work. What would you like the vision and the message to be for people as they read this? Because we're talking about some stories, but there's a bigger opportunity here. And I'd love to hear that from your perspective.
Yeah, so when you recognize that your animals at a soul level have intentionally shown up for your personal growth, and people can get to that higher purpose, when we pull back our energy from the 3D and say, okay, so this animal's doing this behavior that I don't like. I'm giving an example. They're jumping on them to jump on the bed, you know, and you're kind of focused on this behavior that you don't like. Just know that there's this bigger picture to every single thing they're doing. And the more you get triggered by it, the more there is potential for your growth. Because the things that trigger, that's like in the house, you know, one person is triggered by a behavior, the other doesn't. Well, you know, if you could trigger that, there's more potential for growth. So once you can get to this higher level of awareness and pull back your energy from being on what I call crazy fix-it island, you know, trying to fix our animals and say, where is my message? I think about the behaviors that have triggered me and I see in my clients. And as soon as you get the message, that behavior can stop on a dime that you don't like in your animal because you've got it. It's like, can you imagine they signed up to get yelled at or get called bad, you know, which I always say, take the B word out of your vocabulary, but they sign up to do sometimes these things and to represent maybe the wounded part of yourself. They have this story, this rescue story in their background that's difficult to comprehend. Think, okay, well, they're bringing out compassion, but they're also showing you that you have a wounded part of yourself. And of course, the more we lean in and want to fix them, then we know that we're really fixing a part of ourselves. When we're really nurturing, that's what I heard with Travis. You know, it's like as you're leaning in and you're fixing Travis, you're healing a part of yourself through the time and the love that you gave him. It's really a part of yourself just as much as him that you were healing, that he was helping you heal.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that as I look back. And I think about that. And boy, I'm telling you, I'm going to think more and more about this. I want to take a minute, Tammy, and just remind people, how do they get a copy of the book? And also, how do they work with you? How do they find out more about you?
Yeah, so tammybulbs.com, that's TammyBillups.com. I offer sessions for people, animals, tandem sessions. I offer mentorship programs, lots of Zoom master classes on how to understand your animal's emotional wounds, how they're mirroring you, how to help them heal. And then I also have a new class based on this book as well that begins in October. So, I mean, there's lots of different ways. I want to help you get to that higher perspective so that it can be an easier go for you both. and less vet bills, right? And less of any of the struggle.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. I have a question that came in from one of our listeners here. Let me just grab it real quickly. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Tammy. I have always an abbreviation, right? But this is okay. It's from Margie. I have a question for you both. It sounds like you're talking about longer term relationships. But Dr. P, what about those two snakes? Can you have relationships with, you know, animals that aren't so permanent in your life? And are there contracts for them? This is a good question. How much time do we have? Oh, my God, we've got like 3 minutes. That's a great question. I love that.
Yeah, so there's all different kinds of contracts that you have. And absolutely, these animals that are in your life, however brief the time, they have a message for you as well. I mean, I sat outside yesterday morning or Monday morning. I knew I was going to be having a conversation with the minister over this Unity Church. He's asked me to speak with him this Sunday. And I sat and closed my eyes, and I was thinking about how I was going to be talking to him next and what are we going to share at this live stream. And then I opened my eyes, and there's this turtle, this box turtle that's about 7 inches. Never seen a turtle in my backyard before, who's walking straight towards me. And turtles represent the earth, and that there's a new earth. And this turtle was arriving to give me a message. I'll be talking about this turtle on Sunday, you know, and what he came to teach us. And that's a type of contract. So any type of animals, you know, sometimes it's the neighbor's dog, sometimes it's a dog came in that you weren't able to keep and went on. Different levels and different learnings from every single animal. The more you can get to that higher purpose of the relationship, however brief it is, then you know about the gifts that they're teaching you in the moment.
Yeah. You know, you're so right about that. And I didn't really put it together, but we often think about these, about contracts. Contracts having to be worthy of longevity, meaning we think about contracts over a long period of time, but that's what you just shared. I can really relate to that. And as a matter of fact, with turtles, I don't swim very well, and I love Hawaii. And I was out there on a little floaty thing on Waikiki. And my experience with baby turtles, that time for about 45 minutes changed me. I mean, it changed me in a way I can't even describe to you. And it was unusual, so they tell me. I didn't know, but I was on the floaty and I would put my head down and there they'd be, and they were just all swimming around. And I'm from the Bronx. I mean, that was a surreal experience. But now that you're talking about it, you're right. I think we have to stop long enough to see it. You know what I mean? I wonder how often we miss so many of these, right? And I think there's one thing that I take away from your book. It's really that. It's a new level of awareness now, and to ask, because I've got to call my spiritual teacher because I got to find out what the two snakes want, right? But this is a profound honoring, and that's what I think you've got here in the book and your work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It is.
I think we need that now. And I hope that people that are home and sheltering in place, I hope they will read this book. And I hope they'll share it with their family and their kids, because it doesn't matter what's going on the outside. There is a deep connection with the hummingbirds, with this random cat that I noticed likes to come and hang out. Thank you so much. One last question, Tammy. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
I'd love to leave you with the message that you would honor animals and the animal kingdom and the animals that have been in your life the most by looking in the mirror and seeing what they see in you. Yeah. So, you know, that loving look they give you, you will honor them most, whether or not they're still embodied, is if you will look in the mirror and see that loving, beautiful light, just as they look at you. And I would encourage you to do that every single day.
You know, we can do a whole show just on that. We could do a whole show on just on reflection. Yeah. Tammy, thank you so much. Website one last time. Thank you for today.
TammyPhillips.com. And thank you so much for having me, Dr. Pat. I've loved it.
Yeah. And just so you know, you all out there, there are some things I didn't get to in the book, but, you know, please go ahead and get it. For example, we didn't even touch upon the types of soul contracts, but there's so much in here. And done in the stories are so fantastic.